Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and this is a very special episode because we are going to do our March Madness predictions. That's right, I'm very excited. Special episode. Going to make this around 5 to 10 minutes. Just going to go through my picks, who I think's going to win, who I think's going to lose. Pretty much just give you the quick rundown, and I'm not a college basketball expert by any means. I do love basketball. I love the game. I love looking at stats, and with these stats, I will make my picks, and I'm very excited because this tournament is going to be awesome. I already know it's going to be crazy. All the teams are pretty even. Obviously, like all the ranked teams are pretty well known. They have great players, and I feel like this is going to be a great tournament. So I'm very excited. Let's just get right into this episode. Hopefully, you all are doing well. Please go check out the most recent episode with my guy Owen Gerba. Shout out Owen, great dude, and it was a great episode. So please go check that out if you haven't already, and be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Keep in mind, this is all opinionated. I am not a college basketball expert, but hopefully I create the perfect bracket. I don't think I will because the odds are like insane. I think you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning and a bunch of other stuff, but I'm very excited to get into this, so let's do it. So obviously the first four games are over, and the two teams that stood out to me in the first four were UNC, North Carolina, and Texas. Texas just lost to Xavier like 5 minutes ago. I was actually going to choose Texas, but I'm not anymore, obviously, because they lost. UNC, though, I think will make a run. So looking at the first kind of seeds, you have Auburn, you have Florida, you have Duke, and Houston. I think all of those teams will win their first round games, as well as every two seed. Last year, teams went, I think, 4-0. All one seeds went 4-0, and I think all two seeds went 4-0. So I'm going to do the same thing. History repeats itself. All the ones and twos will win again this year. So there we have it. We have Auburn beating Alabama State, Michigan State beating Bryant, Florida beating Norfolk State, St. John beating Omaha, Duke beating, I think, Mount St. Mary's. I think they won today. Then we have Bama, Robert Morris, Houston. I'm not sure who they play. Oh, SIU Edwardsville. And then I have Tennessee beating Wofford. So those are my one and two seeds. Now looking at the first game, which is 8-9, we have Louisville versus Creighton. Looking at the Louisville team, seniors are deep. They have wins versus UNC, Clemson, and Pitt. Creighton, however, beat Kansas, UConn, and Marquette, and they also have a ton of experience. They have Steven Ashworth, who shoots 37% from three. Ryan Kalkbrenner, he's their center. He's very good, and I think they all have a bunch of experience from previous years. I know last year they made a little run within the tournament, and overall, I think experience is huge in this tournament, so I'm going to go with Creighton. Creighton just has a great head coach, and I think it'll be a tough team to beat. The Louisville team's been hot all year. However, I think Creighton still has the upper hand just with the players that they have and shooting percentages, and they've always been a great team in March. All right, looking at our next game, we have Michigan versus UC San Diego. Michigan has Vlad Goldin, Wolf, and Donaldson. They have a bunch of great players. They also are coming off a Big Ten championship win. They beat teams like Purdue, Wisconsin. UC San Diego hasn't really played big name teams aside from James Madison. However, they do have the Big West player of the year in Jones. However, I think Michigan is coming off a little hot streak. They're obviously a great team. They have great players, and they're very well rounded. So I'm going to go with Michigan there beating UC San Diego. Now looking at our next game, we have Texas A&M and Yale. Wade Taylor is on A&M, solid player, and A&M obviously has played a bunch of great teams being in the SEC. However, Yale upset Auburn last year. People will kind of forget that. They have solid players. They did lose to Purdue 92-84. So, you know, they can hang with those big teams. I think Yale is going to surprise a lot of people. So I'm going to choose Yale versus Texas A&M. Now looking at Ole Miss, North Carolina. I mentioned this earlier. North Carolina is a great team with RJ Davis, Elliott Kiddow. I think that's how you pronounce it. And Seth Trimble. They also won by 30. So that's huge. Coming off a 30-point win is crazy for San Diego State. It was close to 30. I know it wasn't exactly 30, but Ole Miss has also played great teams. One against Bama, Tennessee, two great teams. However, I think UNC just has the upper hand with all their years of experience. And RJ Davis averaging 17 a game, he's a beast. So I'm going with UNC. Now looking at Iowa State, Lipscomb. Obviously, Iowa State has players like Jones, Gilbert. They beat some great teams like Baylor, Arizona. However, Lipscomb has the A-Sun player of the year who's averaging 20 points per game. However, they lost to Kentucky. I think I'm going to go with Iowa State just because last year I went against them and they won by like 20. So I think Iowa State is going to come out hot again and I have them winning. Now looking at Marquette versus New Mexico. Marquette has Cam Jones. They beat Purdue. However, New Mexico has Mountain West player of the year, Donovan Dent, who's literally been a beast. He's been so good all year and they beat teams like VCU and UCLA. So I'm going with New Mexico. I think big time players show up and it matters the most. And yeah, I'm going New Mexico. All right, now going on to UConn versus Oklahoma. UConn obviously has Solo Ball and McNeely. They're averaging both 14 points per game. They also have a deep bench, solid guard, Aiden Mahaney, transfer from St. Mary. And then they also have Alex Caravan, who's been on the squad for a while. They also are champs last year. Oklahoma beat Arizona. They have some great, solid players. And there are a few stats on them predicting Oklahoma will win. However, I'm taking UConn just based off straight experience. Great head coach, obviously. Dan Hurley, he's a beast. And yeah, I'm going UConn. Now looking at Memphis versus Colorado State. Memphis has a guy averaging 22 points per game, Haggerty. And then they also have Hunter, who's hurt. They beat UConn, MSU. However, CSU has a player named Clifford. He averages around 19 points per game, 10 straight W's leading up to the tournament. They're in the Mountain West Conference, which is super, super tough. And Clifford in the Mountain West Conference tournament averaged 25, 10, and 4. I think that's incredible. I'm going CSU. So Colorado State for the win right there. Now we're looking at Maryland versus Grand Canyon. Queen averaging almost 17 a game. I think he's at 16.3 right now. They're a tough team. However, even though he is a freshman, I think they are going to be great. Grand Canyon may surprise some people. However, I think Maryland has just been a dominant team all year. So I'm sticking with Maryland. Now looking at Missouri versus Drake. Missouri has players like Mitchell. They beat some tough teams like Kansas, Florida, Bama. However, Drake, I think, is an underdog. Drake is a great team. They have a guy averaging 19. They beat Miami U, Vandy, FAU, all tough teams. And Drake, you know, being from outside of those conferences, beating those teams, I think that's very impressive. I think Drake will make a Sweet 16 run. I think they're going to be very, very good. So I'm going with Drake. Now looking at Texas Tech, UNCW. They have JT Toppin, who's averaging 18-9. They beat Kansas, Houston, Arizona. Texas Tech is a tough team. UNCW lost. They lost to 20, but I think Texas Tech is going to win easy here. Just great team with great players. Now looking at Kansas versus Arkansas. This is crazy. Bill Self versus John Calipari. I mean, what a great coaching matchup. Obviously, Kansas has Hunter Dickinson averaging 17-10. They have Zeke Mayo, and they're the most experienced team in the NCAA tournament this year. Obviously, Arkansas has players like Fland and John L. Davis. John L. Davis, March Madness legend. However, I think Kansas will pull this one out just because of their experience. I think they're a great team, and obviously last year we saw that good Kentucky team lose to an Oakland squad, 3 losing to a 14 seed. So this year I'm going with Kansas. So now looking at Mississippi State versus Baylor. I just think Baylor is going to win. Baylor, I think they're a pretty tough squad. They have a guy averaging 15-10, and Baylor's always been a tough team in March Madness, so I'm just going to go with Baylor. I don't know too much research about both these teams, but I'm just going to go Baylor. Now looking at Oregon and Liberty. Oregon has a player averaging 14-7. However, this is very shocking. Liberty, top 5 3-point shooting. They shoot 40% from 3 as a team, and most of the team shoots shoots over 36%. I think they are going to be great this year, especially if they're on fire, if they're hot. Yeah, Liberty is winning. We already saw what happened with Jack Golke last year. Got hot at the right time, and he was cashing threes. So I'm taking Liberty to upset Oregon. I think this is going to be a great upset. Now looking at Arizona versus Akron. Arizona with a guy like Caleb Love, tons of experience, averaging 16 a game. And Arizona as a team, they know how to control the boards. Akron, they are deep. They have an insane depth. They have 9 players, average 6 points per game. However, they have no wins yet in the March Madness tournament. They've been in it for the past few years, haven't pulled out a win. That's probably going to be the same result. I got Arizona. Now towards the back, we have BYU versus VCU. This is a toss-up game. Any team can win. BYU, Saunders averaging 16. However, they did lose to Houston by 20. However, VCU has Shulga, and they beat a tough Dayton team. They have 6 to 10 seniors on the squad and 37% of misses, which means that they have a ton of second chance opportunities. I'm going to VCU. Now we have Wisconsin versus Montana. We have 2 great teams. Montana shoots 50% from field goal. They won 14 out of their last 15 games. However, they're undersized. Wisconsin lost in the Big Ten championship. They have that momentum there. They want revenge. I'm going Wisconsin. St. Mary's versus Vanderbilt. This is a toss-up. St. Mary's has the Western, I think Western Conference Player of the Year, whatever conference they're in. They have the Player of the Year. They beat a great team of like Gonzaga. Vanderbilt, they're in the SEC. They have Garden Edwards. They're both great players. And I think Vandy is going to pull this one off, upset. So now looking at Gonzaga versus UGA, they have a point guard like Nembhard. They have a guy averaging 17-7, guy dropping 13. They look to make 10 straight Sweet 16 appearances. And UGA, I don't really know too much about them, but Gonzaga has just had great success in this tournament. I'm going Zags. Now, a lot of people have McNeese coming up with the upset in this one. However, I'm taking Clemson. Clemson has a guy averaging 16-12. They beat teams like Kentucky and Duke. McNeese, obviously, they have their run with the manager, Mick Ora. However, I think this run comes to an end. Also, too, their head coach just decided to sign with NC State. So I'm going with Clemson. Now looking at Purdue and High Point, people see this as an upset. However, I'm taking Purdue. Purdue is just a great team. They have TKR averaging 20 points per game. Pretty impressive. They have Fletcher Lawyer and Smith. Great guards right there. However, High Point has won 14 straight. I'm still taking Purdue. Purdue is just a tough team. They're always a great team in March. Now looking at Illinois and Xavier, this was my toss-up game. I think if Xavier won, which they did, I was going to choose Illinois. I'll probably stick with Illinois just because they've been a tough team all year. I don't know too much about Xavier, but they did beat a tough Texas team. They could carry some momentum forward. However, I'm going with Illinois. Now looking at Kentucky versus Troy, I think Kentucky wins this one. Even though Troy has the Sun Belt Player of the Year, Kentucky just has tough guys. Kobe Brea also too. He is a three-point shooter. And listen, this Kentucky team is different than it was last year. I'm going with Kentucky. Now looking at UCLA, Utah State, this is pretty much a toss-up. UCLA lost to Wisconsin. Utah State though, Martinez averaging 16 a game, and they have a deep bench. Yeah, I'm going Utah State. So now going through our upsets, we have Creighton 9 seed over Louisville. We have Yale over A&M. We have UNC over Ole Miss. We have New Mexico over Marquette. We have Colorado State over Memphis. We have Drake over Missouri. Looking to the other side, we have Liberty over Oregon. We have VCU over BYU. We have Vandy over St. Mary's. We have Utah State over UCLA. That wraps up the round of 64. Now let's move on to the round of 62. So the matchup I have is Auburn versus Creighton. I think Auburn is a great team, don't get me wrong. However, I think Auburn is going to go down at some point, and this is the time to do it. I think Auburn loses to Creighton right here. I think Creighton is a very tough squad. I think they'll win that one. Now we have Michigan versus Yale. I think Yale is a great team. However, I'm going Michigan. Now we have UNC versus Iowa State. I think Iowa State's a great team as well. However, I love UNC this year. With all their experience, I'm going UNC. We have New Mexico versus MSU. I think Michigan State has been a phenomenal team, and Tom Izzo in March, can't really go against him. I'm going Michigan State. Now looking at Florida versus UConn, I think Florida is a tough team to beat. I watched them during the SEC championship. I think Florida is phenomenal. So I'm going with Florida over UConn. Even though UConn has the experience, I'm going to Florida. Now I'm looking at Colorado State versus Maryland, two great teams. I think Maryland wins this one just because of, you know, their players, the season that they're having, and I think big time players will step up. I'm going with Maryland. Now looking at Drake and Texas Tech, this is where I have my upset right here. I got Drake beating Texas Tech. I love the way Drake played in the championship game for their conference. I'm going with Drake over Texas Tech and plus two. They are a deep team. I think they're going to make a great run this tournament. Now looking at Kansas versus State, St. John's. I really like St. John's. However, I think Kansas is a phenomenal team this year. Actually, they're really not that good, but they just have great players. I think just the depth and everything that they bring to the table, I think is phenomenal. I think Kansas is going to be, you know, that team that people will sleep on. However, I think they're going to be great. I'm going with Kansas. Actually, scratch that. I'm going St. John. I think St. John is a great. I think St. John's going to win. They're both great teams, but yeah, I think St. John has just got hot at the right time. I'm going St. John. Looking to the other side, I have Duke versus Baylor. I got Duke. Duke is just way too good this year. Looking at Liberty versus Arizona, I think Liberty is going to beat Arizona. That's how confident I am. I think Liberty, if they get hot, they're going to make a quick little run, and that's what I'm going with. I'm going with Liberty. So we have VCU versus Wisconsin. I'm actually going to take Wisconsin here. Yeah, I think Wisconsin, just coming off that Big Ten chip, I think they're going to have a lot of firepower, and I got Wisconsin winning that. Now I have Vanderbilt versus Bama. Obviously, I'm taking Bama. Bama's a great team. We have Houston versus Zags. You already know who I'm going with. I'm going Zags. I think Houston is very overrated. I think they're always overrated, so I'm going with the Zags. Now we have Clemson versus Purdue. I really do like Purdue this year. Even though they're a 4 seed, I really do like Purdue. So now we have Illinois versus Kentucky. I'm going Kentucky. I think they are a better team this year. And then we have Utah State versus Tennessee. I got Tennessee. So that wraps up the round of 32. Now I have Creighton versus Michigan. I'm going Michigan. Michigan is going to the Elite Eight. I have UNC versus MSU. I think this is tough, but I'm going MSU. I think this is just a great overall team, MSU. We got Michigan versus Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Now I have Florida versus Maryland. I'm going Florida. Now I have Drake versus St. John. I got St. John. Now I have Duke versus Liberty. I'm taking Duke. I have Wisconsin versus Bama. I got Bama. Actually, I'm taking UNC. I'm taking UNC to the Elite Eight over Michigan State. I'm sorry about that. I'm going back. I got UNC versus Michigan. Now we have Duke versus Bama. Now I'm looking at Zags versus Purdue. I'm going Purdue. I think Purdue is a great team this year. I think the Big Ten's going to have a great time in the tournament. And I'm going Kentucky over Tennessee. So now looking at my bracket, I got the Elite Eight of Michigan, UNC, Florida, St. John's, Duke, Bama, Purdue, Kentucky. So now to wrap this up, let's just finish it all off. I got Michigan, UNC. Michigan, phenomenal year. UNC, though, is also tough. I'm going UNC, though. Why not? UNC to the Final Four. You know what? They took a lot of losses this year, but all these losses are going to contribute. So I'm going UNC. Florida versus St. John. I got Florida. Duke versus Bama. I got Bama. And then Purdue versus Kentucky. I got Purdue. So I got you. So my Final Four is UNC, Florida, Bama, Purdue. So with this, I got Florida in the chip, and I got Bama in the chip, and I got Florida taking it all. So that'll do it. That was a quick little recap from my March Madness bracket. Sorry if my voice sounds a little rough. I lost my voice just with the allergies and stuff. But yeah, that's my March Madness bracket. Hopefully everything goes smooth. I think either way, it's going to be a great tournament, and I'm very excited to see what happens. A lot of upsets. I'm very excited. Looking forward to it. And yeah, hopefully you all are doing well. And yeah, thank you very much. Peace.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.